Today is Thursday, the 30th of January, in the third week of Ordinary Time. Tenebrae, directed by Nigel Short, sing Joyful Light from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Joyful light of the holy glory of the Immortal One. As I look around me now, can I sense that light, that holy presence here, and invite God's joyful light into my life? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
He said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away."
Jesus makes a little joke here about what you are supposed to do with a lamp. Jokes can often make a very important point. What's the point that he's making here? Jesus speaks of a contrast between what is hidden and secret and what is disclosed and comes to light. What is his message here, do you think? You might have noticed the emphasis Jesus places at the end of the passage. He speaks twice of measure, and twice he mentions the word have, and twice he says given. What's going on here, do you think? Now, listen once more to the passage and ask yourself, is there one word that sums up what Jesus is trying to tell us?
He said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed. Nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away."
Finally, listen to what you have been feeling in the last few minutes. Try to express that in a prayer to God. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.